You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city. We got to go down to Philly to find tonight's Big Shot. I hate to do it, but nobody deserves it from the New York teams. This guy deserves respect, though. Talk about a prove-it year. This guy is going to get paid after this year, after he won the All-Star game with the swing off and hitting three out there. This guy has not slowed down. It's Kyle Schwarber. He had a two-run bomb early and then a grand slam, a two-homer night to get to 40 on the season. He's on pace for 58 homers, 136 ribbies, 114 runs. That would tie the Phillies single-season franchise record for home runs. And, like I said, this guy's going to go get the bag. Kyle Schwarber is a monster. He can't be stopped. I saw him bruise up the Yankees a bit. And, since the All-Star game, he's on a tear. He's second in homers. He's trying to catch Cal Raleigh. And he's helping power the Phillies. You know, he should have stayed in Chicago. The Cubs, another team that's going to look at, some guys that they've let go. But they should be all right. Anyway, 888-808-1009. My last hour on The Fan, really my last 50 minutes. And it's cool. I'm not really in the mood to act like everything is okay. I'm not in the mood to act like everything is all good. Like I told you, there are numbers, right? I'm like, damn, when it's in ESPN, it's bad. Yankees road woes. They are 5-18 on the road since June 13th. That's the worst in the league. You can't run from that. You can't hide from that. They've been swept three times. That's tied for the worst. Don't get swept in Texas. Their ERA is a 5.74. That probably went up tonight. Second worst. The errors, it's got 20 from the weekend. That also went up tonight. Like, they just add on. They just add on to what they do. It is incredible in the wrong way. This is a World Series team that'll tell you they made it to the World Series last year, and I don't want to hear it. No one wants to hear it anymore that you went to the World Series last year. That's last year is way over. I'm like, I'm going to the box score. I'm like, did they not give Freed? They did. I'm like, didn't Freed have an error tonight? Yeah, on the pickoff attempt. And I'm just like, oh, bro, he's unraveling. He went from being so sharp, such a ace on the mound, defending his position and having everything working. And I don't know if it's the blister. I don't know what it is. Fried has not been the same guy. And if they don't have him, then pack it up. If he's not dominant, you know, the pitch breakdown tonight, they had a, he threw 28 cutters. They went 2 for 7 with a double, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. They had 22 sinkers, 1 for 4, 18 curveballs, 0 for 2 with a strikeout, 17 changeup, 1 for 2 with a walk and a strikeout, 10 four-seamers, 4 for 5 with a strikeout, 9 sweepers, 0 for 2, a slider, 1 slider, 0 for 0. That was his pitch breakdown. He threw 105 pitches, 64 of them for strikes. He just didn't have his command. He was missing his spots early. And, yeah, they got to him. And, I mean, speaking of early with the Yankees, they should have been able to get to Patrick Corbin, bro. Like, what? And I know they did a little bit, but it's super frustrating. It's like they're giving it to you. They're giving you opportunities, and you're not fully cashing in. You're not fully. He's walking guy. Like, Patrick Corbin tonight got off the hook. Texas bailed him out. Yeah, Stanton walk. Slater gets hurt. Jazz walk. Volpe strikes out in that first inning. You guys saw the game. You guys know what happened. I always hate like going back to recap the game, especially as you just heard Emmanuel with the post game and you guys watched yourselves. I don't know what to say about these guys anymore. They're cooked, bro. They're cooked until further notice. I'm not getting off the ride, but I'm not going to tell you to not get off the ride. I'm still going to go to the stadium to see the Astros play the Yankees. It might get ugly. I'll be there. Like I said, I enjoy going to the stadium. I enjoy the vibe and the culture in the Bronx. Yankee fans are undefeated. We never lost. Yankee fans never left. The old Yankees left. The Yankee fans, we never left. You know, when they want to get right, when they want to act right, when they want to start playing better and playing a clean brand of baseball and acting like this is dead serious, yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there to support them. But it's going to get loud. If they lose this series, depending on how these next two games go. And like I said, Nate Eovaldi on the mound, former Yankee. Judge coming back in the lineup, so I guess you got to sit Stanton down. Yeah, it's going to get interesting to see how they navigate this, how Aaron Boone navigates this. These guys got to play almost perfect. And when you're playing, like you got to play almost perfect, you press, and it leads to mistakes and errors and bad at-bats and overthinking. They need to get back to having fun. I had hoped that today's lineup shakeup and the immediate return on that lineup shakeup would lead to some fun. But, yeah, it's not fun when you you end up giving it up. And it's also not fun when you end up in the ninth inning with your closer who just can't keep the ball in the ballpark at times, can't keep a lead, can't get like he just found a way to blow it. So, yeah, 888-808-1019. Football can't start soon enough. You know, I think I mentioned now we are, you know, we are close. We are less than a month away from the NFL season opener. I think there's 4 Sundays left to go until we get back to Red Zone. Yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm just ready to have something else to watch and something else to discuss. And if these guys want to fade into the rest of their season, the New York Yankees, which, like, they just always have these, like, saving graces. They always have these, like, things you can fall back on, right? Oh, but Keith, the schedule. You know what? Anybody can beat them. We can tell ourselves that they got the softest schedule in September. They're going to face the Twins and the Orioles and the White Sox. Okay. Before that, though, they've got to face the Houston Astros. They've got to face the Boston Red Sox. And then in September, they face the Astros again, the Blue Jays again, the Tigers. So, you know, they are going to be fighting for their lives, I feel. And maybe that'll wake them up. Maybe that will be the urgency they need. And maybe if they've got to, you know, kind of play like the Mets did, where it's like, hey, you need your best 2 months of the season here to survive, to get in. Like, maybe that's what they need. They need to have the feeling of, like, we're not guaranteed to go to October. We're not guaranteed to be in the postseason. We've got to fight for the wild card. And whether that be the last wild card spot or the second wild card spot or whatever, that urgency needs to hit like ASAP. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't think Aaron Boone, it's too far gone for Boone. I called him Cool Dad years ago. Like, Cool Dad can't just all of a sudden come in and yell and scream and flip tables and make everybody tight. And I was like, Cool Dad, chill. You're not even like that. You're not even like that. We're good. We're good. Everybody's good. Everybody's good. Everybody's got job security. Like, the Jazz play, bro, that was the dumbest play. Like, and then to justify it is because you know you're going to play. You're going to play the rest of the series. You're going to be out there. Volpe, he's going to, they can trade for Caballero. Caballero will see right field and third base before they even think about giving Volpe a break. Volpe goes out there today, 0 for 4, strike.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check out. You know, Wells is another one. Wells, oh, I'm the catcher, right? We got rid of J.C. Escara. And Ben Rice, not really a catcher. I'm the catcher for this team. Trash. Wells has been garbage lately. All right, who else? What, Judge is supposed to come back and change all this? I guess. I got nothing bad to say about Cody Bellinger. I feel bad for Cody Bellinger. His first year in Pinstripes, team should be better. He's done his thing. MVP, MVP. Stan, like I said, coming along just fine. Grisham, he got in the game late. I was laughing. Did you see Grisham early in the game? I tweeted this, like, the first inning, between innings. They had, I don't know if they got the same girls that do the Dallas Cowboys cheerleading as the Rangers cheerleading. I doubt they're the same girls. The Cowboys cheerleaders are, like, world famous. But whatever. The, you know, the girls that got cut from the auditions, they do the Texas Rangers. They got a dance crew like the Mets got a dance crew. But instead, it's, like, girls in, like, tight jeans and cowboy boots, and they're dancing on the dugout. Trent Grisham is from Fort Worth, Texas. He was the only guy out of the dugout, turned around watching these girls dance on top of the dugout. I'm like, good for him. He's back home. He got a little bit of a rest tonight. Not mad at Grish. Grish did his thing in Miami. Paul Goldschmidt, I was just about to say, if you couldn't get right tonight against your old pal Patrick Corbin, and he did, homer, not like, he had three hits tonight leading off. So, again, the Yankees waste so many guys' good efforts, and you can't tell me that guys have job security. Like, Devin Williams is not the closer. You can't say that anymore. When you have other options, they got to do what works. They got to do what turns into wins. They got to figure out a way to break out of this and stop the bleeding. Robbie's in Lenox on the Fan next. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call, Keith. You know, this is ridiculous. This is a generation of baseball in 2025 where starting pitchers go five innings. Can Max Fried go past the fifth inning? You know what the problem is? Why do these guys labor and throw pitches?
Nobody season's getting long contact. On him. He was the guy that, like, we thought was a candidate to throw a perfect game, a no-hitter. Like, we were almost a lock for him to get to the seventh inning.
So here's the problem, too. He doesn't get to the seventh inning. Now, here's my problem, okay? This is the problem. You use four pitches. Why can't Bednar come in and just close the ninth inning? He pitched a perfect eighth inning. You got, I mean, it the law percentages, Keith. If I use four or five guys, one of them is going to stink. And again, why do I have to see an 80-mile-an-hour meatball from Devin Williams? Why do I want a guy who's closing a game with a meatball? And the other thing that drives me crazy is Austin Wells has stunk. Pinch hit from, and why is it Austin Wells?
Yeah,
and this is
where
I fault Aaron Boone. Why didn't you friggin' let Volpe try to get to second base? They're not going to throw through dummy Aaron Boone. Why didn't you wait till Volpe goes to second?
Yeah, they kind of fall asleep in the moment, and those little things happen, and then it passes us by, and, you know, you're intentionally walking Wyatt Langford to pitch to Josh Jung, and he's homering, and they're celebrating at home plate, and that's another L for you, L4, into another ballpark against another team in another series, another game you had a lead. An early lead, you blew it again. And it leaves us all thinking about every single move. What did I say after the deadline? Cashman did his job. Now it's on Aaron Boone and the players. Now Aaron Boone is under a microscope that is the largest microscope he's been under. And now all these new players are expected to perform, and it's like, I don't know. It's it might not come together. And that's okay to admit. You can root. And you could be glass half full, but just use your eyes, man. They find ways to lose. And I don't think anybody feels sorry for them. They're getting everybody's best punch. You're walking into that building. Everywhere you go, this goes right back. I've said all this stuff all year. So this is nothing new for me, right? That they live off the back of Yankees Pass. People aren't showing up there to see Austin Wells. People aren't showing up there to see Caballero. People aren't showing up there to see Ahmed Rosario. Or I don't even include the new guys. People really, they're not even showing up to see Jazz. They're not showing up to see Goldie. Like, you guys live off the backs of the Yankees of old. The fandom that's been passed down. So city to city, everywhere you go, those ballparks are full of Yankee fans. And, like, you don't necessarily deserve it. You're bums. Look at your record since June 13th. Nobody's rolling out to go see the Rockies or the Reds or the White Sox like that. But here come the New York Yankees. And what they fail to realize is you got to be on your P's and Q's. You got to cross your T's and dot your I's. Because everybody that steps in the ring with you is trying to land that knockout punch. Did you see how the Marlins were playing? How fired up those kids were? Did you see how big each game was for them facing the New York Yankees? And the Yankees just go through the motions of we're the Yankees, this too shall pass. I don't know what everybody's tweaking about. Yeah, they're so hard on us. Oh, the media, everything. No. You're not good enough. Play better. You guys get paid millions of dollars to go out there and go through the motions. Play better. Aaron Boone, I know you signed a contract extension. I know you were in the World Series last year, but you failed. You lost that World Series. Nobody's job should be safe here in New York. These New York Knicks fans mobbed the streets. These New York Knicks fans had viral videos of fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and family members, uncles and cousins jumping up and down. Hugging each other, tears of joy, beating the Celtics, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they fired that coach. Wasn't good enough. Makes you think. And the Knicks don't operate like anyone else. Leon Rose still hasn't pulled up, hasn't popped out. Ron is in Flatbush on the fan. What's up, Ron?
Yes, sir. I hate hearing you like this, Keith. I want to hear freestyle. I need to get you pepped up.
You're right. I do need to get back to the bars. I'm gonna put out a beef track against the New York Yankees and their roller coaster they put me on. I'm gonna just make a 16 diss in the whole team.
I hear you, man. I hate hearing you like this, man. I like the old school hip hop, but I'm new out with the Bismarcky. But anyway, I think Boone. I think Cash is at the predicament where he's going to have to separate from him because he'd be insubordinate. Because I think it's going to happen at the end of the year. But after the game where they lost with the 14 runs and then they lost again, You know, he had grounds. He could have got rid of him right there, to be honest.
Against the Marlins? No, no. No, because when we went into that Marlins series.
It's going to come to fruition, I think, at the end of the year. But I think that, to be crazy, the Yankees only need, like, 25-25. They only need 24 wins to qualify.
I think they will. I mean, I think they'll still make the postseason, but I don't have any hope for them in the postseason outside of baseball being unpredictable. And maybe they, because they have so much talent, maybe they get hot at the right time. And I can't expect for them to win enough games from June 13th to now, but if they win enough games from October 1st to November 1st, they're champions.
I think 24 will be the number. But what I would... One last point. What I would tell Boone is right now it's Mayday, Mayday, ship sinking. And you got to go to your best players. And I think if you look up the stats with goal hitting one, at this point, I would go with my best players. And it's a shame that 27 can't give us like 2 days in the field because he really is his bat. It's going to be really missed sitting down. And at this point, with 49 games, so if really at the 25 game mark, you really, you know, go to your best. But Boone needs to have a sense of urgency, and he really hasn't had that. And I would go with Gold, Bellinger, and I would have had 99-3 with 27-4 if you could give me 2 games in right field. Then I have the 2 knuckleheads with 13-11, and then Griss is in there. You're going to win with those 7 guys. And at this point, that lefty-righty stuff, you're playing them. You're not really pinch hitting for anybody except maybe Goldschmidt. And it's a shame with Rice because with this game today, Boone didn't have the feel of, listen, let me do something that the computer ain't
saying. Yeah, not late. Ben Rice got to get in that game.
He said he got to hit in that game. You got to roll the dice with that. I honestly believe Rice would have probably did something positive right there and would have won the game. And it's a shame Boone didn't have that. But, yo, get your head up, man. I'm out.
Thanks for the call, Ron. I mean, a few things. My head is up. Football is closer than ever. We're about to get to these preseason games. And I'm not going to hold you. Like, when the NFL starts, I care about the whole league. I don't care about the entire major leagues of baseball. I care about the Yankee baseball, and I'm going to call a spade a spade. I'm not getting the vibe around these guys that they're going to go and do what you expect them to do. Same thing with the Mets. I don't like the bar for the Mets is World Series champions, but realistically, it's to get back to the NLCS. I don't see it. For the Yankees, it's to get back to the World Series and somehow win it. I don't see them doing that. I just don't. Not with this manager. Not with this group of guys, not with this vibe around them, not with how they've played. You know, when people show you who they are, believe them. Stop trying to make them something they're not. And like I said, I'm not even believing in them. I'm believing in baseball being unpredictable and them having time. I'm still believing like what's on paper, but what's on paper can be screwed up every time by the manager, by Aaron Boone. Or by the collective, the decisions that they make before the game, thinking that a script that they write out, they can't go off script during the game. So let's go back to what you said about Boone. Boone is not getting fired. They weren't going to fire Boone after losing the second game of the Marlins series. Going in, like if they would have won, they would have been 2.5 back of Toronto and a half game up of Boston. All of that changed when you lose 3 in a row. Right? If you win that first game, and let's think about that. They were up 6-0. They were up 9-4. They were up 12-10. They should have won that game. And you have to have an urgency to say, okay, I'm not going to let us blow another lead. But who knows? I guess Devin Williams could have blown that too. And then when you talk about Stanton and Stanton's bat, they're going to have to take Stanton's bat out of the lineup. Judge is the better hitter and the better player, and he's Judge. He's the captain of the team, the face of the franchise. You know, like I said, I thought it was stupid that people were calling out Judge's like leadership as captain when he's not there. I think he might have did some work on Friday at Globe Life, but then I think he was not even. He went from Miami to Tampa. He went from Miami to Tampa. So it'd be Maybe it was Friday in Miami that he might have done some work on the field, if I can remember correctly. But I think by Saturday we were hearing that he was in Tampa at the facility facing live BP. And I don't expect one guy. I don't know. I don't expect Judge specifically one guy to just rally the troops. He's not that tight. He's not. And I can't fault the guy who has carried this team. I can't fault the guy who has been clutch for this team, has done so much for this team. I've watched this guy dive around in right field. I've watched this guy hit home runs, clutch home runs, drive in runs, affect lineups, affect how they pitch him on intentional walks. Now we're calling on this guy to step up and do more. Now the rest of them do more. They get paid too. But yeah, he comes back. Stan's got to come out. It is what it is. And they'll figure something out. It's not the worst thing in the world to have two prolific home run hitters as your DH. And what we hope is that Judge works back and can go to right field. Look at that. Austin Slater down. Just like that. Pulled a hammy. Running to first. On the IL. You know how we always say these things will figure themselves out? They do. Who's going down when Judge comes? Austin Slater on the IL. Judge in. But now with your outfield, you play a dangerous game there. Judge can't play in the outfield. Stanton, I'm not putting in the outfield. You know, as Ron was like, I wish he could give us I don't wish for him to give us any innings. The only way I'd consider it is in Yankee Stadium, if need be. And that would be if one of, and follow me now, it's probably not going to happen, Belly, Grish, or Dominguez go down. I'm sorry to speak that, you know, even into this microphone, I fingers crossed, knock on wood, all that doesn't happen. But you also have Ahmed Rosario and Jose Caballero that can play in the outfield. I don't need to put Stanton out there. Not the way he's hitting, not the way he's going. I'm not playing that game. I'm not. For what? For what? Then you lose it. No. He's your most clutch hitter. he can hit a home run when you need it. You just find a way to consistently waste it. Kelvin is in Rahway, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Kelvin?
Hey, what's going on, partner? I'm in the car. Hey, man, I've been listening to you for a while, and I appreciate your commentary. But my whole thing is that I feel that Boone doesn't know how to coach a pitching staff. For years now, since Boone's been a manager, he's basically, you get to five innings, then you want to use five pitchers. You got a guy that comes in, throws two innings, he's lights out. Then he wants to switch him.
Yeah, but today.
Yeah, now by the time we get to the playoffs, now the bullpen's on. Everybody's arm in the bullpen is shot. Now we ain't got nobody. You got the starters, can't go no more than five. He does it every year.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kevin. Today's not the day for that, Kelvin. The bullpen did its job until the closer couldn't do his job. He gave up a solo shot. That's the one thing you couldn't do. Give up a single, give up a double, give up a triple, walk him, hit him by a pitch. The one thing you can't do is let Dumpster Juice Jock hit a home run to tie the game. Don't leave that ball there. Don't leave that ball there. So today I can't be mad at Boone's management of the pitching staff and the rotation. I mean, I thought Fried might only be able to get through four. With his pitch count getting up, and then I'm reminded, I'm like, oh, he just threw a season high, career high, 111 pitches. He's definitely coming back out, and he was able to get through that fifth inning. But I can't be mad at Boone today for that. Fried didn't have it. Fried's got to be better. Let's start there. Max Fried, an all-star. Max Fried, the highest paid lefty pitcher in the history. You know what I'm saying? Like, Fried has not been the same guy. And as much as we love the addition of Max Fried and kind of fell in love with the idea of, okay, Cole is down, but we've got another ace. He hasn't been ace-like in his last few starts, his last seven starts. He's got a 4.74 ERA in 38 innings pitched, 37 hits, 20 earned runs, 15 walks. He has not been as dialed in as he was to start the year. And that's what I'll say again. If Fried is not right, pack it up. Because that's your game one starter. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. Before we break, what'd you think about tonight's game and the state of the Yankees?
Well, that's the reason why I called you. Tonight, you can blow taps on the Yankees. The season is done. Now, I could be being irrational. I admit that's a possibility. But there's something about this team over the season, and you went with your best pitcher, you had a lead, and you blew it. Some years, it's just not meant to be.
Yeah, I guess I'm not telling anybody not to give up on the season, on the team anymore. I'm not telling anybody anything like that as far as, like, this team is frustrating. This team is not a fun watch. This team finds ways to lose. And I remember feeling that way in 2023. Obviously, Judge wasn't here, and Judge isn't here now. They're finding ways to lose where it's just like you have to be fooling yourself to try and find things to tell you that this team is winning anything this year. And I mean anything, not the division, not the pennant, not the World Series. They're not going to win anything. They might get into the postseason, and that's going to suck. I don't know what their future holds, but I'm not looking forward to it.
Now, before I get to Aaron Boone, I have a break-the-glass possibility. I know they won't do it, but if I was Hal Steinbrenner, seeing my season going down the drain, I would do this break-the-glass thing.
Call up Spencer Jones?
No. Fire Aaron Boone and bring in Willie Randall to manage this team.
I was just with Willie.
Let me explain it why. First of all, he's fully capable. He managed the Mets. He was a captain on the Yankee team. Willie won't put up with this BS that's going on in this team.
Right.
If Willie was the manager, Jazz would have sat down the next game. That's how
he should have sat down that day.
Yes. Well, granted, but I know Hal's not going to do it. But if he had some guts and he had some of his dad in him, he would do it. But I know he's not going to do it.
Mm-mm. So thanks for the call, Bruce. We got a break, and I was just with Willie Randolph at the Somerset Patriots. I posted his pic. I said, it's always a good time with Willie because he's just got good energy about him. He's so good with people. He's so good with storytelling and making people feel some type of way about him, because I think all of us have pretty fond memories of him, whether it was a player, coach. We all know how it went down with him being manager of the Mets. He's not going to get an opportunity to be a manager again in Major League Baseball. I'm sure he's at peace with that. I think he is humbled because he can hear people are saying it out there. Hey, Willie, why don't you come back and help the Yankees? Hey, Willie, why don't you come back and put a seminar on fielding and throwing for the Yankees? Like, he's flattered. Like, that's what people think of with Willie Randolph. Hey, this is a guy who knows his stuff. This is a guy who's a champion who did it. Like, but no, there is no break glass in case of emergency where the Yankees fire Aaron Boone and hire Willie Randolph. And, of course, Willie Randolph comes in, he's not taking no S. And then what if they still lose? You gonna be mad at Willie Randolph then? Nah, Willie not going for that. He's not. He'll be at Old Timers Day, I believe. Actually, I don't want to put that out there, and he might not be there. I think he'll be there at Old Timers Day, and that's gonna be interesting to have all that old energy, all those champions and championship rings in the building on Saturday. And I just want to see what the Yankees do leading up. Do they salvage this series against Texas? Do they get rolled Friday night against the Houston Astros? And then all of those guys come in here celebrating the 2000 World Series, hitting 25 years, talking about the times and what they did and this and this, and even playing on that field before they step out there. What will these modern day participation trophy Gen Z ass Yankees feel like with all those guys in the building? Will that do anything to fire them up against the hated Houston Astros? I don't know. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. My last break, and then coming up, my last segment, taking all of your calls till 2 a.m. We'll be right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, no time to waste here. This show is about to be over. This show is going to smoke by. But that's fine. Like, who really wants to talk about
losers? I'm a loser.
I'm not a loser. That's the Evan drop. The Yankees are losers. I'm not losing. I didn't throw any pitches. I didn't take any, I didn't have any swings. I didn't do any of that. I just watched. I was at the crib watching. The Mets lost, and I'm like, all right, we're going to amplify the Mets losing, because I feel like all day I listen to WFAN, and I'm like, oh, the Mets are on the back seat right now. I said, that's a true test of who's big bro and little bro. When you lose, and you kind of just get forgotten about it, like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But the Yankees losing too, so it's, oh, the Yankees fundamentals, they got to fire the manager. Where is Aaron Judge? Hal Steinbrenner, if George was alive? Brian Cashman, get a refund. The season is over. I'm like, what about the Mets? What about the Mets? Mike is in Binghamton on the Fan. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you, sir.
You got it.
You know, I'm a longtime Mets fan. Grew up in Queens, New York. Lived in Binghamton for a while. Saw a lot of guys come up to the minor league system here. You know, I'm happy with David Stearns did. You got a lot of helping here for the, you know, the bullpen, you know, which is great. But the starting pitching has been shaky, man. It's been shaky with a few guys. But, you know, speaking of, why don't we, you know, maybe consider bringing up a guy like Brendan Sport, who's been, you know, showing significant progress, as opposed to, you know, Frankie Montas. It's like, it's raising a couple of question marks, man. I mean, do you think that's something that, you know, that the Mets should consider?
Yeah, well, actually, Mendoza spoke today and Stern spoke today, and they were obviously asked about it. And I feel like they're on the same page as far as being like, nope. Let's see, Carlos Mendoza on if Nolan McLean and Brandon Sproat are ready to come up to the major league level now. Actually, we have the audio. We'll play it. Thanks for the call, Mike. So, yeah, Carlos Mendoza was asked about it, and also David Stearns was asked about it. We have Carlos Mendoza and Stearns in the system. So instead of me reading their quotes, here's the Mets manager who went to the Aaron Boone School of Media Training, Carlos Mendoza, on these young arms and where they are and if they're coming up anytime soon.
It's a good question. I mean, they continue to develop, you know, and they continue to put themselves in a position where, like, all right, we're going to have that conversation. They're knocking at the door, you know. They continue to have experience in AAA. We're, what, August now, and they've thrown a lot down there.
Okay, so like, yeah, you know, it's a good question, but the answer is no. And also the president of baseball operations, David Stearns, was in front of mics and cameras, and here's what he had to say when asked the same question.
I think it's always a combination of when developmentally those guys are ready and also like when there's the need and how to fit it on the roster. And so we may get to the point where we decide that it's the best thing to do to bring one or both of them here. But we're not at that point quite yet.
Yeah, so it's a no for today. It's a no for right now. They will continue with Frankie Montas. They will continue to hope, and hope is not a strategy, but hope that Clay Holmes hasn't hit a wall completely, Kodai Senga can be better, and that, you know, a couple more starts from Minaya, you get one good one out of him, and David Peterson, and yeah, you spent at the trade deadline for two rentals, and they're great rentals in Ryan Helsley and Tyler Rogers, especially when you add them to Edwin Diaz. But when you spent that much on two rentals, that tells me that you have intentions on winning this year, right? You're not going to get that far with the rotation as is. So what is the backup plan? And I mean, I would think that you would put that backup plan into action sooner, right? And have those kids start pitching at this major league level, at least one, maybe Sproat, right? We've already seen Sproat. Didn't we see Sproat last year? Like, maybe have one of them pitch, because they're not going to be pitching in the postseason. You got to get to the postseason, and you can go bullpen game, or you can have your best three guys go. But I don't know. They got to be thinking of cooking up some. They got to be working on some. Antonio's in Dover Plains on the Fan next. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. What's up, man?
You know, quick show.
Keith. Yeah, quick show. Listen, we got losers. That's what we have. We have two teams. One team can't play defense or run the bases. The other one can't pitch and can't hit with runners in scoring position. It's embarrassing. I don't understand. They didn't go all in. They're not ready to win. Now they didn't go all in. They're saving these prospects for what? What are we saving prospects for? Let's go all in. San Diego went all in. They got all these good players that went all in, and we're not ready to win. We got one team that, like I said, doesn't know how to play defense, can't run the bases, and they're not held accountable. And we got these two managers just looking for excuses to defend their players. And we're just not going to make it anywhere. Even if we make it to the playoffs, the Mets have no starting pitchers. We got a good bullpen, but we got pitchers that can't go five innings. And then the Yankees, they brought all these relievers also. The same thing, they have no pitching. And they can't play defense, and they don't care. That's the whole point.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, thanks for the call, Antonio. What I'll say is, like, your confidence right now in the Mets and Yankees can't be high. And I don't care if you're a pie in the sky. I don't care what kind of fan you are. If you're a glass eye, like, just go off of what you've seen. Go off your eyes. When they play better teams, and they're playing 500 ball clubs, they're playing teams, like, I know the Texas Rangers are a little bit better. I know that the Marlins, which I was telling you before the series, it's not your father's Marlins or whatever Marlins you think. I was going through, they beat the Royals, they beat the Padres, they beat the Brewers. They've been hot coming out of the All-Star break. They were hot before then, right? They've got a chip on their shoulder. They think that their own fan base quit on them. You don't have a fan base. But yeah, there's not much confidence right now with what you're seeing, because it's hard to line it up. It's hard to project. So something's got to change. And yeah, I joke about Mendoza being from the Aaron Boone School of Media Training. But I felt like his answers today, he defended Brett Beatty's throw. He also defended not sending Tyrone Taylor. Like, nah, bro. I'm like, that is straight out of the Aaron Boone playbook. That is straight out of the Aaron Boone playbook. You got to send Tyrone Taylor. He's motoring. Just for him to put on the brakes, it's like, yo, that Carlos Santana making that throw from the outfield. He dropped the ball. Go back and look at the video. In real time, I didn't realize that. Then later the video popped up. I'm like, this guy dropped the ball. So he was already under pressure, succumbing to the pressure. In baseball, in your building, with the game on the line in the ninth inning, he's got to get that ball. He dropped it, so he would have had to pick it up again, make a perfect throw. The catcher would have had to make a perfect tag with Tyrone Taylor coming around third base going, nah, I don't know. You can't tell me that. And then with Brett Beatty, I know some of you might have thought he's got to get the out. The out was there for him at second. Set your feet and make the throw. You need to have some awareness, some urgency, some cautiousness with the game on the line and not throw the ball away like that. That throws the game away. You know these guys are struggling with runners in scoring position, even if it's Manfred's man on second. You know these guys, their offense isn't that potent where they're just going to be able to recover from that. Anywho. Let's go to Jonathan out in Los Angeles on the Fan. John, I don't know what to tell you, my guy. It's not looking so good.
It's sure not, bro. But, I mean, I don't know, bro. I was, my guy Keith, look, bro, at this point, I always used to used to defend Boone and be like, you know, this at this point, I want some repercussion, bro. I want to see something. I know we're going to see the same puppet even if they're firing him. It's just like you say, and everyone says it. Oh, but were they going to hire the same guys, same things is going to happen? Well, I could care less, bro. Hopefully the team will spark up, all right? Because the Pirates and I think the another team, they have a better record than the Yankees since, I think, June or late May, man.
It's yeah, just coming to the a point. Lot of teams,
dude,
bro.
Dude, you know damn well Devin Williams is not our closer. We got Bednar and we got the Giants closer right there. I mean, why are we going to keep putting this guy towards the end? I knew it. You know what? Let me tell you something really quick, Keith, really quick. I guessed it two times when I was at the World Series, game one. When I seen Nestor Cortez, I had that feeling. This game is over. I swear to God, bro. When I seen that Devin Williams was going to pitch today, I said, the game is done. I texted my friend. He was like, damn, bro, you called it. I knew it just like every other Yankee fan that's seen
it. He hadn't pitched in a month. He's not a reliever. He's coming out of the pen in game series. In the World Series, game one, play stupid games. You're going to win some stupid-ass prizes.
Exactly. Really quick, Keith. How long is it going to take? Last year, it took a while to change Holmes from Holmes to Weaver. How long is it going to take to change Devin Williams to most likely Bednar? And one more thing, bro. I'm not that type of guy that I'm going to go like that, but someone needs to check the guy answering the phones. Where's Big Zoo when we need him? That's all I got to say, bro. Have a good night, my guy. Go Yank.
Thanks for the call, Jonathan. I don't know what your beef with Fleegs is. Fleegs probably like, y'all, chill. Like, it's about to be over. I have no idea what the screening process is like or what goes on behind the glass. But no, back to what you're saying. How long will it take for Devin Williams to lose his closer role? This is probably his last month. He'll get plenty of opportunities this month. They'll chalk that one up to Jock Peterson was due. They'll chalk that one up to, he got. But they get got because they want to get cute. Whenever they want to get cute and they want to do some little things here, they get got. They just, I don't know, man. They're in a bad one. But then going back to what you said about you want some repercussions, there is no repercussions right now. They're not going to fire Boone, one. And then, like, him yelling at the players or showing up, like, I don't know what else. Like, he took Jazz, you know, out of eyesight. So that is for optics. I mean, he need to ask him anyway. I'd be like, what? Like, they need to get on the same page before the end of the game. And then also with him, with Travis Chapman. You saw how animated that conversation was. That's all you're going to get. Actions speak louder than words. I need action. I'm about that action, boss. I need action. After all is said and done, more is said than done. I need things to get done here. I don't need the talk. I don't watch the post game. I told y'all that years ago on The Fan. My first year coming on The Fan, I was like, oh, yeah. Shout out to Sweeney Murdy because like I had to stop watching Aaron Boone's post game, I think, in 2019. 2020, maybe? I think it was the 2020 season because 2019 was fun. 2020 season, I had to stop watching the postgame because I'm like, bro, I already know what I'm going to get. We already know what we're going to get. It's all right in front of us. We're going to turn the corner. We got to win. We're hell-bent on being a champion. Yeah, we had some good at-bats. Yeah, we made some good pitches. Oh, this guy's elite. Yeah, you know, it's only a couple bad plays here and there, but, you know, we're going to turn it around. Once I realized that, before I was on the radio and I didn't have the sleep schedule. Like, I remember my wife being like, you got to chill. Like, you're getting in a bed mad as hell. I'm like, what wrong? I'm like, Aaron Boone in his post game, bro. I can't believe he said that after all that. It's just words. Once I got over that, now I just realized, like, it's words, action. We need action. It doesn't matter what Aaron Boone says. It doesn't matter. Like, you guys might feel better if, like, he benches somebody. But like I said, with the Jazz thing, you know, it's funny, and I'll go back to the phone because I got two more calls and I'm out of here. I was telling a friend today, my boy Jackson, I said, remember the unwritten rules of baseball? How come nobody talks about the unwritten rules of baseball? Oh, because, like, they're evaporating. They're slowly disappearing. There are unwritten rules of baseball where you do something stupid like that, you're coming out of the game. Like, you come out of the game to set example to your teammates and to show the fans and everyone watching, like, this is not acceptable. These are millionaire ball players. You can't just be screwing around out there. And what Jazz did, there is no explanation for that. Oh, you thought he was gonna drop the ball? Even if he drops the ball, you're not getting a second base. I still can't. I'm like, I thought the Wells thing was bad. I think this is just as stupid. You got doubled up there, and then you said you'd do the same thing. Oh, I'm like, wow. Like they find ways. They discover new ways. They uncover new ways. They unlock new stupidities in 2025. And I already knew they weren't going to bench him because he was in a slump. They needed his bat in that game. And then he homers in the next game, and he still does his whole dance. The unwritten rules is, yo, the dance is off. You're in a bad slump. We're in a losing streak. You're back to where we were. And the guy that we traded you for is winning the game in a revenge game on Saturday with two solo shots. And meanwhile, you're getting doubled up on first base in no man's land, a place you should have never been. But it's all good. It's all good. Bobby's in Manhattan on the Fan next. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call. I've got a two-part question for you. But just to go to what you were talking about between the Jazz and the Wells blunders, I actually think the Wells one is worse, specifically because he's a catcher. I always learned from day one in like T-ball that fundamentals are most important. The catcher's the one who's supposed to run the field. So for the fact that he wasn't able to remember how many outs there were is insane. He couldn't get a fly ball in the air tonight.
At least he took accountability, though. He afterwards said, I was just being an idiot. I don't know what I was doing. Like, I saw some people walking towards the dugout, but I just didn't know how many outs there were. I was being an idiot. Jazz, in his, like, bravado and his, like, almost cocky way about it, his answer, I turned that off. I'm like, I don't need to hear this guy talk about, like, he was trying to make a play. There was no play to be made, and don't double down on the stupidity saying you would do it again. Don't you hate that in baseball when guys make stupid-ass mistakes and they say, oh, if the situation was the same, I'd do it again? No, I would hope that you learned.
Well, yeah, that was even worse, trying to hear him explain the clubhouse. It was ridiculous. Like, watching this team is like foul medieval-style torture night after night. I just honestly can't wait to get St. John's basketball back on the hardwood because that's the only thing I have to look forward to at this point. And then the other thing before I get to the questions is this guy, Devin Williams. Listen, we changed our beard policy for this guy. He's a loser with like a 5-plus ERA. So the first question is, I know everyone's talking about Bednar, but what do you think about Tim Hill going to the closer role? He's proved himself time and time again out of the bullpen, one of the few guys who can actually throw the ball.
That gives us five closers, sure.
Yeah, exactly, and they all stink, but at least put Tim Hill in there and give him a try. And then the second question I have is, if we get swept by the Rangers this week, what do you think about bringing Girardi back and actually instilling some discipline to this team?
Thanks for the call, Bobby. They fired that man. I think he's got too much pride, and he's in the booth with Michael Kay. Last call goes to Rico and Massapequa Park. Go for it.
Keith, what's up, my man? What time can you go till? 3 o'clock?
Nah, Big Mac wow, is going to take it away any minute now.
Okay, so I'm a major Atlanta Braves fan, and you know what our season's like.
Yeah.
All right? And our lineup on the Atlanta Braves team is you can't even compare that to the Yankees. The Yankees lineup isn't special. It's nothing. You got Freed. Who is on that? Bellinger's a good ball player. The big
Grisham's
man,
having a career year. You know, Jazz is in a funk. But Goldie is not the same guy.
They're not good enough.
Judge is down. You know, Stanton has come around, but, yeah, they're not good enough.
They're not going to fire Boone. They're not going to fire Boone, brother.
They're going to make excuses. They're going to start with Gerrit Cole went down. Thanks for the call, Rico. And then Heal was down until August. Oh, and then Clark Schmidt also went down. Oh, and Judge got hurt and missed a little bit of time. And you know what? It's tough. Baseball's tough. There's a lot of good teams. The league has closed the gap on us. The Marlins can sweep us now. I just gotta get me some football, man. I gotta see some plays. I gotta see some formations, some defenses. Big Mac's coming up next. I'm out. Good night. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
WFAN, New York. You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.